hey, you are wildly capable of great things. So take a deep breath, let it out. You've got this. I want to tell you guys today about Brandlink Media, a female-owned digital agency with years of experience working with businesses in Oklahoma and beyond on their branding, web design, email marketing, copywriting, and more. Remember, you are wildly capable of great things, and Brandlink Media is cheering you on. Visit www.brandlinkmedia.com to schedule a free consultation. Link in our show notes. It is my pleasure to introduce to you guys today Chanel Brown, who is a wife, a mom, a Christian, and a health coach. So, Chanel, tell us about a few defining moments of your life so far.
All right. I can definitely answer that question. Last week being one of the most difficult of my life. I have a colon disease that I've been doing pretty well recently, but about 4 weeks ago, yesterday, came out, tried to navigate these symptoms ramping up really quickly. And but last week specifically, I was, I think I almost lost my life. I was in the hospital most of the week. I've got IVs in my arm now. I had a nasty rash that was swelling my face and my brain. And it was very difficult. I couldn't work, of course. I couldn't be present for my family. And it's just times like that when it's, we don't have anything that you're really reminded of what is important. What do you want to do with yourself? Like, what is my reason to fight? What do I need to push for? I don't feel like eating, but I want to eat because I want to be the best me for my family and the people that I want to motivate and inspire. When I'm preaching messages about, you know, love your body, make sure you prioritize your self-care so that you can be available to the people that you love. Like, what does that really mean in action? Applying my faith, applying what I've learned, you know, in text and, you know, the things that I've tried to fill myself with daily. How can I communicate those if I don't apply those to my own life? So really took a hard step back from everything going on, focusing on myself, focusing on feeling better, on proper nourishment so that I can get back to what I love. Like last week, thinking about the way that I felt, but thinking about how I want to feel and how I want to inspire and communicate and what relationships are so valuable to me, what time is valuable to me, and how do I, you know, how do I navigate as I move forward? So that was such an easy question because I'm just coming on the other side of it. Saturday for me was a really big turning point to starting to feel better, to be able to be here with you today and talk. And so I'm doing so much better. I'm so, so thankful. But yeah, there you go.
I'm so sorry that you've been through some physical pain in the past week. You know, I have a chronic condition as well, and I know I haven't been close to death in that way, but I definitely know the feeling of being detached from your life and not being able to focus on the things that mean the most to you, be it career, be it family. So I'm really sorry you went through that, but I think you're the first interview so far to have had a defining moment of your life in the past month or even year. So that's really impactful, and I'm so honored to get to share this interview today, and I think it's going to be a really meaningful one. Especially with your connection to your body. So you are a trainer, you're a coach, and tell us a little bit about that dynamic where, you know, your body's going through some struggles and yet it's so integral to what you do every day. Tell us about that connection.
It is. It's like, you know, we know that you're supposed to eat the certain amount of food, you're supposed to, you know, nourish your body with water, and you're supposed to, you know, think about, you know, positive affirmations and things like that and balance your time. But when it's really, you know, screaming at you in the face, like you cannot, you know, attend this event, you can't respond to this text message, really stripping it all down to what is the necessary vital movement for me to get through my day. For a while, you know, before becoming sick, like I think about those things. I always kind of evaluate my day based on productivity. And so I time block my day and I always look at what is essential for me to feel like I've had a successful day and what do I need so that I feel balanced. And that's starting my day with devotion. I usually try to wake up before my husband and son and have a few minutes to myself to just get my mind ready. And then I, you know, go through my day. I make sure that I follow up with who I'm supposed to, get my work done. And then I spend some time of reflection at the end of the day so that I can just kind of put a cap on everything and know, like, how can I be better tomorrow? So I'm always thinking of that. And I always want to communicate that so that I don't seem hypocritical, but also so that I can practice what I preach, because, you know, it's really, really important. There's so many of us, you know, when I think of mental health alone, and I think that, you know, someone lost their mind, I'm like, that's any of us at any point. Like, we just have to, like, this is so precious, like the fact that we can, you know, meet together and communicate what we need to, like, there's so much value in it. So let's do what we have to stay on top of our health and our mental health and be our best selves. So
what inspires you the most to keep fighting and keep pushing through physical pain, mental pain? What keeps you fighting?
Well, I have a 4-year-old little boy, and he is the most precious, energetic person. And he's just so fun. And I'm 35 and he's 4 and I feel very old, but he is definitely an inspiration for me, because growing up, like, my family was always very active. We would all go on family runs or play tennis together or play basketball. And I want so desperately to be as active as I can with him as long as I can. And so I love being able to be a fitness professional and just kind of feeding that into his life, showing him that this is something that it's not really optional. You don't have to be dogmatic and, you know, do stuff every day, but you really want to take care of your, you know, physical nourishment. And so I want to stay inspired so that I can be that light in his life and that he can carry that, you know, as he has children. It's also really fun and inspiring to be a fitness professional, to have that influence in people's lives, to empower them to see that they can make small positive changes over, you know, an amount of time, and they feel empowered to do that themselves. And so watching people make those changes and seeing their lives become better over time is so rewarding.
Amazing. So I know this must be a tough question given what you've been through in the past week. But when you look into your future, what do you want to see in there? And what do you picture? Hopefully overcoming whatever is going on with your physical health is number one. But past that, what would you like to see?
Well, my partner and I, Jamie Crone, we are currently about to open a new space. It's going to be a little bit larger, and we are so excited about that growth. And when I think about the future, I think about Evolve. I think about us just reaching more people, really getting, you know, closer to the clients that we have, and growing something, growing a community of people who are just like-minded. And I also see balance is a word that I'm always just reaching for. I think I do decent, but I want to have a really wonderful home life, homework balance. You know, I see more time with my husband and son, and just growth with our studio.
Amazing. And so far in life, what is your proudest moment?
I think it would be, I've always been into fitness. I've always I've always had a trainer or been trained, even starting right off the bat. When I started college, I worked at the gym. And but I think it was when I got my certification. I got my degree in kinesiology, but after that, I went into recreation, and then I did some corporate, like, payroll work, and really finding out that, like, it was actually earlier in my life that I'd gotten sick in college, that it got really difficult for me, and I had to stop being physical. Like, I was too sick, and I really missed it. And so when I decided to make that a priority, this doesn't have to be something that I do after work and before work. When I decided to make that a priority and get that certification that I have, and really start investing in my education and learning how to coach people, that was so exciting for me. My whole family celebrated with me, and it was a really big deal.
100 Magazine is a publication featuring 100 wildly capable women in Oklahoma City. Buy the magazine to read all 100 interviews at 100mag.com. Wildly Capable Woman podcast is produced by Sugar Free Media. You can check out our daily news podcast, News Du Jour, for a calmer space to consume the news. Music is by Joey Lavoie and Nicholas Foster. Please consider rating and reviewing this podcast if it meant something to you to help us reach other wildly capable women.